Radio.
Not being a parent, but watching my brother and sisters with their children, my brothers and sisters, I often imagine what it would be like if you were a parent and one of your children came to you with a problem that you could easily solve. But instead of helping, you said to that child, deal with it yourself. That's not the response of a loving parent. Our children come to us because they trust us and they're confident that we can help them out. If we're so willing to respond to them, we can only imagine how much God has willing and wants to respond to us in our time of need, especially when we consider how much bigger his heart is than ours. Well, the leper in our gospel this afternoon believed that this was true. He knew that no one in his village could help him. Even his friends and families had rejected him because they were frightened and repelled by the disease of leprosy. Yet this man, as we heard today, approached Jesus with complete trust and with a deep sense of faith. He says, "If you wish, you can make me clean." How could Jesus refuse such a request? So moved with pity, he touched someone that he would probably never have touched. And that touch alone was enough to heal that man. In an instant, his life had been changed forever. Well, does Jesus love us today any less than he loved this man? Well, the answer is of course not. He always wants to help us, just as any good father wants to help his children. It may be hard for us to believe that sometimes, because his help doesn't always come in the ways that we expect or the ways that we prefer. He doesn't always cure our illnesses and take away our problems. Sometimes he walks through them with us so that we will come closer to him and draw strength from his presence. No matter what his answer is, Jesus never treats us with indifference. He responds with what he knows to be best for us, even when we don't know what that might mean. So never be afraid to ask Jesus. Never be afraid to take our needs or our petitions to him. It's one way we can develop the childlike faith that this man had today. After all, how can we know what our Heavenly Father has for us if we never step out in faith and place our trust in him? Lord, we praise you for your love and your compassion. We have nothing to fear, for as long as we seek your kingdom first, we know that you will take care of us.
Radio.org.au